You are Omar Shaban, the director of Paul Thing, the Gaza-based Palestinian think tank. Now, the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is talking to Hamas chief Khaled Mashal in Doha. It's not the first time that Fatah and Hamas are talking, but in previous times the alliance fell apart. Why will it hold now?
I agree with you. There were several meetings before, since the divide happened in June 2007. There were several meetings in Cairo and Doha and Yemen and Sana'a. But this time, many observers think that it will succeed. Both of them are more serious. Both of them are under pressure. Abbas did not get anything from the peace talks with Israel. Hamas is under severe pressure from the Egyptians. They have financial crisis. The development in the region give Hamas good reason to go for reconciliation. So I think this is, we call it marriage by obligation. They obliged to get married to each other.
You mentioned Israel. The reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah started while the peace process between the Palestinian Authority and Israel was falling apart last week. Israel has always said it will never enter talks with a Palestinian representation that is backed by Hamas. Does this mean that Fatah is now not counting on continuing the peace talks with Israel anymore?
I disagree with that. I think Abbas knows that Israel will welcome the resumption of the peace talks. Abbas made it clear that this government, the would-be formulated government, will be a technocrat government, will not be involved in negotiation with Israel. This government has no political agenda, having in mind that the negotiation between Israel and the Palestinian was managed by the PLO, not the Palestinian Authority. Abbas and Fadel, who is the head of negotiation department of PLO, the government has no political agenda, and this is why the negotiation with Israel will resume again soon.
Now, Israeli critics say that Israel is willing to give a lot and that it's the Palestinians who are not interested in peace. But the Palestinian critics say the opposite, that it's Israel that is not interested in peace. Now, there are two highly incompatible narratives guiding Israel on the one hand and Palestine on the other. Yet, in the past, meetings and agreements have been made, notably the Oslo agreements. What steps do you think could be taken to at least get both parties around the table again?
I think the international community needs to be more assertive and more aggressive on that. Especially the U.S. position should be more balanced. Mr. Kerry should insist on the Israeli side. Secretary Kerry was very serious on his offer, and unfortunately he did not succeed. But President Obama should pressure on Netanyahu. The Israeli side has everything. They are the occupying power. They are the one who building the settlement. They are the one who building the wall. They are the one who imposing the siege in Gaza. So the Israelis, that they need to give compromise. The Palestinians have given everything. They give the security to the West Bank. They were negotiating with Israel for the past 20 years. I think the Palestinian has given everything. Now it's the turn for the Israeli to give, not compromise, but to give back some of the Palestinian rights. We have the right to have a Palestinian independent state. Israeli withdrew from the West Bank, removing the siege in Gaza. So everything is in the hand of the Israelis.
Now back to Fatah and Hamas. On one of the points of contention is the presence of the Al-Qassam brigades. And according to the April 23 reconciliation agreement, there is no mention of a unified security structure. What exactly is the status of the Al-Qassam brigades and why are they not included in the talks?
Yes, I agree with you. It's a gradual process. They cannot solve all problems, the consequences of the divide in one time. I call it partial reconciliation or reconciliation by installment, like the bank loan. When you pay a bank loan, you pay it over 2 to 3 years. So the reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah, it needs some time. Qassam Brigade is part of Hamas military wing. They need some time to resettle themselves. They need to establish the Palestinian army, which Qassam could be part of that. This need a lot of money, a lot of financial and political support from the international and from the Arab League. It's not an easy process. You cannot solve all this problem in one time.
Now, the reconciliation statement calls for the implementation of the 2011 Cairo agreement, and that calls for a quote-unquote higher security committee. But if the Al-Qassam brigades are not part of the deal, what significance does such a committee have then?
They will establish some sort of higher security committee or operational room that has represented for the whole military wing in Gaza and the West Bank, and I think Qassam will be there through the representative of Hamas movement itself, not Hamas government. The Qassam belongs to the movement of Hamas, not to the government. The government of Hamas will be dissolved. It will take time. Qassam want to be sure that the reconciliation is going to be successful. and the process of integration of the all militant and militia people in Gaza are in good shape. So I think this is not impossible task to achieve, but it takes time. Still, there is a confidence, gap of confidence between the two bodies. This why both they need some time to build confidence between them.
Thank you very much, Omar Shaban, director of Paul Thing, the Palestinian think tank in Gaza City, for being with me on the program.